This is Nursing in America. Each week, we speak with incredible nurses from all over the world who have taken the leap to start a new life in the United States. If you're thinking about doing the same, then this is the place you'll find all the insider knowledge and inspirational success stories to realize your own American dream.
Welcome to Nursing in America. I am your host, Tanya Friedman, Chief Executive Officer here at Kinetics USA. I've invited Luciana Da Silva to be the guest host for a few episodes. She'll be speaking with nurses now living in America to figure out what life is really like. Enjoy.
Today, I'm speaking with Shireen. She comes from Karachi, Pakistan. But for the last year, she's been working as a nurse in Orlando. Let's find out how it's going.
What made you want to come to the United States and work?
From Pakistan, I moved to Saudi Arabia. And from Pakistan and Saudi Arabia, everything was, you know, we were focusing on the education, our policies and procedures from USA. And I heard a lot about, you know, nursing in USA. So I wanted to experience what is different in USA, like why nurses are so proud in USA. And the main thing was the nursing empowerment and the professional development. Because everything comes from USA, all the policies and procedures. So I thought it's time to move to United States to experience the actual field of nursing and nursing empowerment and the opportunities that are existing for the nursing. Like we have certifications here in US, like a critical care registered nurse, a medical surgical nurse. So when I was in Pakistan and Saudi Arabia, we do not have, you know, those certifications available that time. So I thought if I want to build myself more credible and uplift myself, so I think I need to move there. And then it's a world of opportunities. So there are a lot of things open for you, like education-wise, if you want to do doctors in nursing practice or if you want to do your PhD. So these things are more easily to be done here than, you know, doing from back home. And it's like you have scholarships available here and it's financially like more easy for you rather than, you know, from back home. And then more of the nursing leaders, nursing consultants are, you know, here. So I wanted to see those amazing leaders, how they work and, you know, so basically I was like, maybe I can get good mentorship here because I already got like mentorship from Pakistan and Saudi Arabia. So I wanted to more uplift myself. And and then one day, like if I get chance to go back to my country, so I can, you know, get those experience and serve in a much better way. So this was like my motive to come here to USA.
Yeah, that's a really, really great reason to come. And have you received have you gotten any certifications? Do you have a specialty now?
Yeah. So within a year, I applied for my critical care registered nurse certification. So I did in February and I got my CCRN. So now from CCRN, because I'm cardiac vascular ICU nurse, so there is other option, like you can go for cardiac surgery certification exam. So now, like, you know, it's open, so I can do my cardiac surgical certification. And then if I want to do the clinical nurse leader certification. So currently these are two are more my focus. So I can build myself as a specialty for the surgical cardiac surgery and also for the nurse leader. So it will more enhance my practice and, you know, I can uplift myself as a leader. But I'm happy to get the CCRN because CCRN is very important as an ICU nurse to get it. And it's a credibility, it's a stamp that, you know, and you learn a lot when you are studying for this exam. So it polishes me in my clinical work and some of the things which I was doing was outdated. So now when I care for my patient, I look from different perspective, So this exam really helped me. So because coming to US and then doing from here was more easy.
I can imagine. And it's so good for you that you're like continuing your education and your career. How long were you practicing as a nurse before you came to the United States?
It's almost 10 years.
So you have a lot of experience behind you for sure. So whenever you came to the United States, it was in the middle of COVID. Now that I'm doing math in my head.
Yeah, I came on March 15th. And it was the start of like, the COVID was started already, like the flights were canceling and it was a big chaos like everywhere. So even like to come, you know, on March 15th, like I was thinking on March 14th, shall I go there or shall I, you know, just wait for a while because it was uncertain. No one knew like what's going to happen afterwards. And I was like, maybe I won't be able to see my family for a long time. And like, those were my questions. But then I thought like, I should not waste this opportunity because I don't know, like, you know, when I'll get the opportunity to come back again. And there was like also shortage of that time in United States. So I, whatever flight was there, I just took my decision to come here. And then like initially I faced, because there were no policies. So when I arrived here, I didn't know that I have to quarantine for like, initially it was a 1 week period, but then they said you need a quarantine for 2 weeks. So things like, you know, got extended that you have to quarantine for 2 weeks. And the orientation started on April 7th. So, and like, it was uncertainty and we were like, I was like stressed, you know, like, are they going to recruit or like, or what's going to happen, you know, in the future. But like Kinetics was keeping in touch with us. Like they were calling us every week and helping, asking us like how you're surviving. And, you know, I felt supported that there is someone, you know, tracking and like behind our back. Like if something happens, they will support us. And so April 7th, the orientation started. But still, like, the orientation, like, you have, you know, social distancing during the orientation. So to go there to the car and then maintain the social distance in the class. So everything was, like, new because you are always, like, you know, the environment, like, previously we used to have was, like, you are close and you are practicing with your colleagues. And everything was different, that you are in a class, but you are sitting, like, you know, in a distance. And then it was like a different classes. So one class was having only 8 students and there were like 50 of us who were in the orientation that time. So like there were 5 classes and this is how like it be distributed. And then the teacher was there, but the teacher was like, you know, we'll go for 1 hour in one room, then we'll go for another hour in another room. And then it was like virtual as well. But if you have any questions, she will, you know, come back or like you will ask through the mic. So it was like everything was like, you know, a different experience that none of us like were prepared for the virtual, like it was a virtual and class. And then, you know, you are using the mic to answer and then like how to hold a mic. So it was all like challenging for us. And then the grocery thing, because you are scared that, you know, when you will go to the supermarket or something and you don't want yourself to get COVID because if something happens, you don't have any support. So we were like very, you know, cautious, like masking and cleaning all the time. So, I mean, it was a challenging time, but that experience, I think, made us very strong. And I mean, everything for example, the driving thing was closed. So you cannot do your driving license thing. And then to get account in the opening account in the bank, it was also closed. So like you cannot, you know, you don't have, I mean, it was difficult for the survival, but as, and then we were like, at least like, you know, we have like the basic stuff. We have like, because the place where we were like, you're getting the food in the breakfast, So, I mean, at least, and then even that changed that you cannot, if you want food from the hotel, you have to, they were giving us the menu and then you need to select and then go in the morning to pick up only. So even like the colleagues, we were seeing each other during the breakfast time. That was also taken away. So we cannot see anyone, just stay in the room. And it was, everything was like virtual or most of the time. Like if you, or if you want to like early morning, if you just want to relax and stuff, okay, let's go for a walk around the lake. But again, like maintain a distance. So it was like, it was like, I don't know, but it was kind of first time it was, but this experience I think is learning. And I think I will always remember in my memory.
Yeah, that's quite a story that, you know, to be able to come to a new country and you've been preparing for so long to come. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, it's time for you to get here and this world pandemic happens and everything turns out not the way that you plan. It must have felt really lonely, I'm guessing.
Yeah, it was it was kind of depressive because everything is virtual. You are scared that you don't want, you know, COVID, because initially you don't have insurance stuff, because insurance and medical things come later, you know. It doesn't start on the first week, and then until you get your social security and then you to get the license endorsement. So everything, it was stressful. And then you don't see people around. And, you know, some people were having their families. So the families could not come and see them. So for them, it was also like stressing that, you know, like because it was their support system. So then most of us, like, you know, we all are in the same boat. Like everyone is having the same thing. So instead, you know, I'm relying on, you know, the other support system, like, you know, why don't we become support system for each other? Let's like maintain the social distance, wear the mask. And then if you need me, just call me. I can, you know, talk to you. So, I mean, then we start building our own support system. And it was like a first time that, you know, we were like depending like on the strange, like I was depending on the stranger, which I don't know, like we just came. But the people were supportive. There are times like, you know, when you want to cry and but always like you know, after the darkness there is like always a brightness. So we were like I was hoping that, you know, things will become positive. It's just for a few times, not gonna be for ever. And then like I remember it was a Easter time as well, and again like social distancing. And so but like we celebrated, like, you know, among each other, okay, let's go out in the garden. And then everyone brought their own culture food, and we were dressed. And then it was just, we share with each other. And it was a good experience. Like everyone's culture was diverse. So we learned from each other and saw the hospitality. And I think that was the best part to see. But I mean, with and with COVID, I mean, it was new for us. So sometimes, like, you know, when you, there were some deals as well, like the McDonald's was offering like a few meal for the lunch. So it was also like, you know, like you will just go, you know, in like in pairs, or sometimes you'll just go on a walk and you will go to the McDonald's and you will show them the card and then you will, you know, get a meal as a recognition. But that was also like it motivating that, you know, like the value of the nursing profession, like how they are acknowledging that, you know, you are our heroes and you are doing for us. And I still remember when I arrived at the airport, the police officer, the immigration officer who was interviewing me that time, he told me, thank you so much for coming. And I'm glad that you made a part in the US now in such an uncertain time. And, you know, we need you now. So thank you so much to make a difference. And I feel like so honored that time that, you know, like I am from Pakistan, and But the way I got treated, I felt like, oh, it's not, like, I was scared initially, oh, it's going to be, like, different. But the warm welcome in the airport was, like, made me happy. And there were times, like, when I was using Uber, like, people were like, oh, which profession, what do you work? And I'm like, I'm a nurse. So they were very kind and, you know, understandable. Even the hotel people, like, are treated very well. That if you need to ask anything or, like, there are people around in your journey. So they, because they have gone through the same thing, like, you know, in a different way, but they understand. So they, you know, guide and talk to you. And I was like, you know, in such uncertain time when you don't know what's going to be, you know, but still, like, people will talk and will listen to you, will guide you and tell you the ways, like, you know, what, how to do the things. And, like, if you're not, for example, like, I remember, like, to get the uniform, the shops were almost, like, you know, closed because, like, they don't all want it. So some of the online options were there, but still, like, you are, you know, thinking, that is it going to fit me? Or, but then, like, they were, they tell us, like, okay, there are different ways to access those shops, or, like, you can, you know, for now you just buy some alternative for the scrubs, like, go to other shop like Walmart. So they were telling, okay, if you are not getting, so this is not the, and you can check there, and then later, like, things are better, you can buy from the original, like, a good shop.
We'll be back with the conversation in just a second. There's a wonderful opportunity for you. Kinetics USA is currently recruiting registered nurses from all over the world to work in healthcare facilities here in the USA. If you are interested, please apply at kineticsusa.com/application. That's kineticsusa.com/application. On with the show.
To find the apartment that time is also difficult because they won't let you in. All the leasing offices were, like, closed, and they were like, you cannot come in, you cannot visit, and all the things were virtual. So when you are in the virtual tour, you know, everything looks good, but you need to see, like, you know, how, where is going to be your, like, place. And it was, like, difficult to, you know, and then you can only go around the area, but you cannot go in and see, like, how the locality inside. So this was, like, one of the challenges, like, for most of the people at that time, like, you know, how to see the apartments. Then we were, like, reading the reviews of the people, like, what they are saying about the area, what about, they are saying about the facilities. And then, like, to talk to, you know, leasing officers, like, if they can show the original movie rather than, you know, the virtual, and, like, I want to see at the same time the live one, not the one you, because sometimes the movie they will show, maybe it's of different apartment, it's not the apartment which you want. Yeah, so, like, we had to, like, you know, a little bit assertive, and that time they know, like, I want to see that apartment which I will get, so how it looks, so I can figure it out, like, what I want. Like, it was like, you know, you had, in such uncertain times, you need to find the alternatives. If this is not possible, you cannot break the laws, but you need to see what are the other options available, at least to make yourself, like, you know, comfortable. And it was challenging because now, I mean, the license, driving license department is not working. You cannot commute easily. You cannot pay through the Uber. And then, and then you are new in the city, so you need to see that you are safe. You don't want to go in such place, like, you know, where there are crimes. So, or the neighborhood is not good. So these were, like, major challenges and stressors that time. That, you know, I need to make sure that I am, my safety is, like, important. And then the mental relaxation, because you are working and the place you will be coming back is your home. You will be spending your days off at your home because of COVID, you won't be traveling or going out too much. So at least you need some place where you can relax. So those things were like very important. I felt like, you know, to make a decision. It took me a while, like, to find the apartment. And I wish I could have done it, like, when I was back home. Maybe I could have searched. But the thing is that when you come here, you don't know your, you know, actual location placement, because you might be in a cop car, you might be in Winter Park. So even you do the search out, but still, you know, when you will come here, you again have to face the issue. So I don't know, like, if I would have done before, what would have much better, or like, but at least it took me a lot of struggle to find out, because when you're new, you are financially also not strong, and you don't want to waste, you know, so much of money, because I remember the people were laying off, they were losing their jobs. So I was also scared that, you know, what if like something happens to me? I know, like, I'm a nurse, that the jobs will always be there forever, but still you don't know what is going to be, you know, in the end. So you have to prepare yourself that you have some amount to live for your survival. So it was like, I don't want to spend so much of money. And in the end, I'm like, you know, then I was trying to figure it out, balancing myself. What are my needs or what is important for me? So obviously I need an apartment, but then my safety thing was important. I need mental relaxation. And then the thing was that there are good apartments around the hospital. It's a good neighborhood and I can easily walk around and commute. So walking is also like, I will have relaxation and it's easy. So whenever I need to come and go, I will not be scared. And the first year is always like, you know, you're so stressful at work. You are learning new things. Initially you have a preceptorship time period. So preceptorship time period is also challenging because you don't know, like, you know, are you going to finish the preceptorship orientation period or it's going to extend? So this is like a stressful time for you. So at least like from one point, you need to make yourself stress-free. Okay, I'm spending money more, but I can control on other things. Okay, I won't be like, you know, luxurious on other things, or like, you know, I won't be spending money on too much on traveling or like other the necessities with other stuff, which is not important at this time. So I was like, okay, fine. You know, this is my priority at this point. And I need to spend more time at clinical, like, you know, stress-free, so I can concentrate on my work hard, so I can finish my orientation early, be on my own. And then after the orientation, things are easy for you because you get your overtimes. So in COVID time, like, there was overtimes as well. And people are scared to do overtime because you may, you will get COVID patients and you will get difficult assignment because it's overtime. But it's one way to make up money, you know, for as a new arrival. And I took all the, you know, benefits to like whatever. And you are an international experienced nurse, so for you to get in overtime, it's like easy because they know you have like capabilities, you have skills and competencies. So they won't mind to, you know, float you to other units or the areas where you need the most. So I work hard in my initial time because I needed money at least, you know, for to stabilize myself, get confident. And so, I mean, things were there. I just had to reduce the unknown things, which I do not need it, like, you know. And the health and safety was the priority. So I did not like go out to, you know, to the hotel areas and to go to like other resorts and stuff. I just controlled myself and I started doing like things from the nature. Like I was doing meditation. I was listening to the podcast of the people, like entrepreneurs. They started, you know, giving free workshops, podcast, and then I joined different mind group genius peoples. So it helped me, you know, to make myself calm down and relax and to try to focus on my work to get a good results. So, I mean, so I find like different ways. And then I started doing online yoga as like the gyms were closed that time. So you cannot access the gym. So, yeah, I mean, so I started, you know, doing the, and in yoga, you don't have to buy too much stuff and you don't have to buy, you know, too many equipment. You only need like mat and if you need like blocks. And then I was following the YouTube, and sometimes there were people who have made, they were experienced trainers and they kept their videos free. So it was like beneficial, and lots of meditations, you know, were accessible. I remember like from great people like Deepak Chopra, Sadhguru. So I was following them, you know, for 15 minutes every day to calm myself and reduce the stress. And it helped me a lot that time. And then instead of eating too much outside food stuff, like I was more of organic and, you know, the fruits stuff and vegetables. And then I was enjoying the sunlight and the rainy season.
Well, it seems like you got here at such a difficult time, but it seems like, you know, you were really able to take care of yourself and your mind, and you found ways to do that. What about like in the hospital? Because, you know, you said that you're ICU nurse. So were you working with COVID patients, and what was that like?
Yeah. Because there were too many COVID patients in the ICU. So, and most of the normal surgeries, like, you know, were canceled, the fresh patients. So all the ICU nurses had to, you know, take care of the COVID patients. Like every day, like you will get some COVID patients. And it was challenging because then the thing was that I was proactive, or I don't know, but whatever education was coming, you know, on the COVID, I was checking like how to wear the gloves, how to wear the gown, and how to protect myself. So at least like mentally, you know, I was prepared that this is how it is going to be. And like in the orientation time, they showed us like we have ALN Adult Learning Network. So all the education material is there. And if you are a member of American Association of Critical Care Nursing or Academy of Medical Surgical Nursing, AMSN or AACN, and Lippincott, everyone was, you know, showing, sending so much materials like to protect yourself, how to use the personal protective equipment. So, I mean, I started using, you know, I became those group members for the nursing. And it really like helped me that time because some groups like were sharing the concerns that, you know, we are having issues like with the face mask, because initially like everyone was so scared. They were tying on the face so hard that, you know, it was it was damaging their skin. But like, we all were like, you know, in that phase. But then when you're reading those groups, you get sometimes ideas, or sometimes, you know, like, you know, they are also facing the same issue. So something new may come, or like, but you don't have to do like wrong practice, because then people started putting small mask and then like another, but then you're not protecting, you know, you're not sealing your face. So those things were important to, you know, prepare myself and get ideas. So when I went to the COVID unit, and then even the orientation, like they prepared us how to take care of the COVID patients. So the first time I remember, it was scary because I was like, oh, he's a COVID patient internally. And like, I hope I may not get. And I was like, oh, I don't have to spend too much, you know, these are the feelings. But I did my protective equipment, and then I went inside the room, see the patient. So nothing is going to happen to me. I need to take care of him because he's on the ventilator. And it was unfortunate for them as well, because, you know, everything was changed. Like when you're in ICU, the family will come, hold your hands. And now like family cannot come to the hospital. So I felt sorry for them. Like, you know, if I would be at that place, like lying, and my family cannot see me, cannot, you know, hold me. Like it's difficult when you're, you know. So I felt like, I felt, you know, very upset that time because I saw the patient, he was on ventilator, sedated. And he was like, you know, of fighting for a survival, because we didn't know what's going to be the outcome. Even the treatment options were not like too much available that time. Things were evolving. And I was like, no, I'm not going to change my nursing. I'm not going to do the thing which I was thinking, like, you know, I'm not going to spend too much time in the room. And I was like, no, I have to do the things which I do, what actually the nursing is. And I was wearing gloves to protect myself, washing hands properly, and trying to be compassionate and empathetic and doing all the things like which my patient, you know, was needing. And then even from the family side, it was like stressful for them because they don't come, and you are the family for the patient now, but you also a mediator among them to explain them, you know, what's happening, as they cannot see, they cannot advocate. So like, you know, to give them a call every, you know, time, like in the, because I'm doing night shifts. So like, I was like, okay, 9 o'clock, I'm going to call the family and update them. And again, it was challenging because, you know, they were having so many questions and so many concerns and fear, because they were also going through the challenging time because they didn't know what's going to be. So, I mean, there were times like, you know, you had to counsel them, listen to them, and trying to, you know, help them. But then like we were having in virtual technology, like FaceTime. So at least like, you know, they could, we can take that device in the room and then they can, you know, see the patient and see. So, but in the daytime, they started doing the virtual face time with the family. So at least like, you know, it reduces their stress. But again, the touch, the sense of touch, and it's different, you know, when you are like when you're holding your someone's hand, but like, so, and then what you see visibly, you may not be seeing, like, you know, because you will see the face, but you won't see the other thing. And sometimes like you will only see that they are blinking, but you don't know, like, you know, what's going on with their brain, or like it's difficult for the person like who is like non-clinical, who is non-medical, because they don't know like what's happening, because they will think, oh, he is blinking, he's fine, but like is how the lungs are, maybe the lungs are totally worse, his heart is not working, he might be having on so much of inotropic support, and then when heart and lungs are not working, they were on ECMO device. But ECMO is like artificial support for the lungs. But, you know, the patient is not dependent on this device, but it's on high support and it's not recovering. And initially it was difficult because those patients were taking so much time than the normal patient, because a normal patient will recover maybe in 2-3 days. They will start extubate and we will remove the tube and, you know, they will start feeding, and some patients like get better in 6 hours. But these patients, like some took like, you know, 15 days to recover. Some took like 3 months, you know. So everyone was like having a different course. And still today, there are patients like who came like in October time, and I see them still, you know, fighting and surviving. And, you know, for so we don't know like what will happen. They want to live, but they are still dependent on those medications to support their heart, or those devices to support their lungs, like ventilator and ECMO stuff. So I feel like it's like a long, you know, fighting, and we don't know when it's going to be, you know, and what is going to be the after effects. Like, so it's like still like, you know, it's going to be a long term, like emotional and psychological depression for throughout the world and in all the age groups. And but it's challenging, and you are not like only like a care provider for the hospital. Then it's like you are also a community advocate, like you are like the, like, because I was seeing the people, like youngsters, like they were walking in the stores and they were not wearing masks, and I was like scared that I hope they don't get, you know, like COVID, because I to suffer and the pain like I have seen, and I'm working with those patients. So it was like very uncertain. And then you're also thinking about your family, because my family was not here. My family was back home. So I was scared, like, if something happens to my family, you know, what I'm going to do. And I was like, you know, you need to maintain those precautions. And now I'm here to go back in the COVID time because the flights were not. And again, you go, you have to quarantine. You may lose your job, you know. So, I mean, I was like very, like from the family perspective, I was like stressed that I don't want my family to suffer. And then I was, okay, the same way I will do for my family, you know, then we start advocating like on the social media that, you know, writing that you, as a group of nurses that, that we should wear masks, social distancing. These are the important things. And I felt like it was, not like in US, it was like all over the world, like nurses were working and, you know, advocating for everyone that take care of yourself. And so, and everyone was going through the same like lockdown and, you know.
What an introduction to like the clinical differences, right? Because you have your experience for 10 years working in two different places and doing all of this. And then you come here and you're just thrown into this situation.
We hope you enjoyed today's episode of Nursing in America. Part 2 will be available next week, so make sure you hit the follow button and come back to join us then. If you enjoyed the episode, please help us and leave a review. Kinetics USA is currently recruiting registered nurses internationally. We offer direct hire, which means healthcare facilities will directly sponsor and hire you to work here in the USA. If you're interested, please apply at kineticsusa.com/application. That's kineticsusa.com/application. You can find the link in the show notes.